Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazzhands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazzhands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, how is it going today? I have a great show for you. And today I want to talk about making a plan. And I know for a lot of people, planning is a little tricky, a little challenging, and it's something that we don't want to do. You know, many of us will plan a vacation, but planning our lives, well, I do that. And I laugh because my husband and I like to travel a lot, but we hate planning. And so many people are like, you go everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, but we absolutely hate planning. Like, left to our own devices, we would still be in planning mode for half of our trips. You know, so we rely on other people to, you know, give us all the information, and we just want to execute. And that's what so many of us want to do. We just want someone to say, do this, and you just follow the breadcrumbs, right? So here's where I ask, like, how many times have you set a goal and you didn't achieve it overnight, and you are like pissed off and wondering, like, how the heck can you make it happen faster? You know, we live in this world of like Amazon Prime. Like, you know, if I order something on Monday, it's to me sometimes in an hour. It's sometimes to Tuesday, but for damn sure, it's definitely to me by Friday. And that's how we feel like our goal should be. You know, think about the internet. You know, when the internet first came out, we had dial-up, and we would like hear that like weird noise as it was like going through the phone lines to connect, and we could go make a steak dinner while the web page loaded, and we're like, oh my God, this is fast, right? So why, you know, in that short amount of time from like the time we had that only had dial-up to now we have like, you know, lightning fast internet speed, our patience level has gone from like, we have all the patience in the world to like down to a nanosecond. All right. So nothing ever happens without making a plan. That I got to say that. And this is me, former winger, right? I'm in the Wingers Anonymous Club. I am really good at winging, right? I have like a merit badge in winging. But when it came to my health and my fitness, I couldn't wing it. Right? Like I couldn't cram for the test, because your body's like, girl, you think you can cram for this? I got you. Watch this. And it lays on the floor like a toddler, and it's not going to give you what you want. So the first piece that I always tell, what I always say to people is that, you know, you have to say, what are you trying to achieve? Right? What is the end goal? You know, Stephen Covey, he wrote this 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And the number one habit is begin with the end in mind. So I need to know where I'm driving my bus. You know, I talk about it all the time. It's like GPS. I got to program in the exact address, or it's just going to land me in like this random part of town that maybe I want to be in. You know, I talk about all the time.
in Massachusetts, there's a place called Mass Ave. And Mass Ave runs for like 10 miles, right? If I just put Mass Ave, I could be on either end of those 10 miles. And if I'm walking, that's a long walk. So first I have to say, you know, what do I try to achieve? But I want to keep it as simple as possible. The more I like pile on things, it becomes Jenga. And we all know how Jenga works out, right? I pull the wrong piece, everything falls apart. So I always challenge my clients to boil it down to one priority and keep it so stupid simple that a five-year-old's like, oh girl, I know what you want to do. Maybe a five-year-old doesn't talk that way, but you know, just in case. But I keep it so stupid, simple, that it's so that it's as clear as possible. Everyone knows your goal. And that, you know, are you trying to achieve, you know, a number of pull-ups? Are you trying to achieve push-ups from your toes? Are you trying to, like, make sure you get a certain number of hours of sleep a night? You know, are you trying to create a bedtime ritual, a morning ritual, whatever it is? Be crystal clear about what it is that you're trying to do. And when I do that, it also, I don't want it to always have to be about the scale, right? Because when I do that, it takes the pressure off of me. Because some days when I step on that scale, I look down and it's moved, not moved, or moved in the direction I don't want it to move in. That could, you know, make or break my day. And I would rather you focus on these like non-scale things so that weight loss becomes a byproduct versus the main product, if that makes sense. So the other piece is I have to define what success looks like for me, right? Again, begin with the end in mind. So if I'm trying to achieve push-ups from my toes, I want to say, okay, success looks like for me, I like to define things in good, better, best. That way I always feel like I'm achieving something. Because maybe if I say 10 push-ups and I don't achieve the 10 push-ups, but if I say, okay, my best is 10 push-ups, my better is 7 push-ups, and my good is 5 push-ups. Then I'm like, you know what? I achieved something. Like I set my mind's eye on something and I got it done, right? So this is the missing piece for a lot of people, because when we define success, sometimes it's a moving target, right? Because maybe you get to 5 push-ups really fast and you're like, hey, look at me, I'm done. And then you're like, okay, so I'm going to move it to 15, right? But before I started, I have my container, like 10, 7, 5. And if I achieve that, I'm going to celebrate the hell out of it, okay? And, you know, my success can be quantitative as well as qualitative. That's big words for saying it could be a number or it could be a feeling, okay? So that's me using big words, showing my college education. But when you do that, it helps you connect to your goal. It helps you get an emotional connection to your goal. You know, there's a gentleman named Simon Sinek, and he talks about your why. People care about your cause when they know why, right? Think about all of those commercials on TV for the starving kids in Africa, right? It pulls at your heartstrings and it's telling you why you should give money every week to this. You know, who are you helping? And it's literally bringing you into their cause and giving you an emotion. That you should have that same emotional feeling about your goals, right? These push-ups, like, how are you going to feel when you accomplish that? You know, maybe you're like, I have a client and she's a cop, and during the police academy, she did, I think it was like 50 sit-ups in like 2 minutes. And she's like, you know what? I want to get back to that, right? It's a feeling she had, you know, back when she was a cadet at the police academy. She's been a cop for years. She's like, that's the feeling I want. That's her why. Like, that is her why. And that is what is going to be motivation. Because so many people say, you know, I don't have motivation. You create the motivation. Other people can give you motivation, but It's, you're the spark, right? You know, think about like a, if you ever lit a match and you have the striker pad and then you actually have the actual match. And it's like, you're the person who like applies the match to the striker pad, right? And then it's oxygen that keeps the fire going. So I want you to think about you strike that match and then everything can happen around you, but you have to be the initiator of this plan and make that conscious decision that, you know what? I'm ready to get some stuff done. You know, I'm ready that I am going to get those 10 pushups. I am going to start drinking more water. I am going to drink a gallon of water a day. Do you know what I mean? You're just like, you've just like put a stake in the ground. You claimed your territory and now you're just ready to like climb Mount Goal and you, come hell or high water. It's happening. Okay. So I make that conscious decision that I'm going to make it work, right? That stake has been put in the ground and I am not going to blow smoke up your skirt. There are going to be some bumps, right? That's life, right? There's, you know, so many people think that health and weight loss is this like nice linear path. Wrongo badongo. It's, you know, I want you to think of it's like the stock market. Have you ever looked at those like NASDAQ charts or look at a chart of a particular stock? Does the stock go from like the day it opened and it's like just made like this like meteoric rise, right? And you're making zillions of dollars. No, the stock goes up and down. You know, sometimes it has a good tear. Sometimes it has a good downfall. Sometimes a good up. Sometimes a good down. That's life. So what I always challenge my clients is that we need to start thinking about some of the things that have tripped us up in the past and be preemptive about it. You know, has vacations tripped you up? Has birthdays tripped you up? Has that, you know, that girlfriend who's like, hey girl, let's just, you know, drown our sorrows in a couple bottles of wine and some nachos. Right. Those are the bumps that I can think about and say, what am I going to do when that bump knocks on my door? What am I going to do when I trip over that bump? I have a plan and the plan isn't, I'll give up and I'll start again on Monday. Right. That's what we do when we create a plan. We create a plan to succeed. Right. No one creates a plan that says, hey, I'm creating this plan and I want to fail. So do you want to hear it? No one says that. If someone says it to you, please, for the love of God, holla at your girl, because I need to hear that. So one of the questions that I get all the time is that, you know, what's possible, right? So many people overestimate what they can do. And I want you to set goals that are a little out of your comfort zone, but not out of the stratosphere, right? So in, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks, you can expect to make a commitment to yourself, right? That's what I want you to think about. It's the commitment to yourself. And can you commit to yourself for 6 to 12 weeks, right? Think about, like, we are so easy to cheat on ourselves, but God forbid the person we're in a relationship with, if they cheated on us the way we cheated on ourselves with diets, we would be like, oh my God, I can't ever find anyone to love me, right? That's how we treat, you know, diets. Like, we're like, oh, I'm going to flirt with you, but then I'm going to commit to you for like 2 weeks. Then I'm going to move on. Then I'm, you know, I'm on Tinder finding the next thing. Oh, keto looks kind of sexy. How you doing? Oh no, paleo. How, right? We're moving on and on and on and on. So the first thing I could think about is that if I commit to something for 6 to 12 weeks, is that I'm going to get a greater level of fitness, right? I'm putting my stake in the ground and like, this is happening, right? I'm committing to those push-ups. I'm committing to those pull-ups. I'm committing to running a mile, whatever it is. That's you making that commitment. It is knowing that I'm going to start at a pace that's uncomfortable, right? I'm going to start there. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to skip to the gym, but eventually I'm going to start liking it. I'm going to start liking it. It's going to feel good. You know, those first two pushups are going to be like, oh, I could do this all day, right? And it's probably not going to get hard till I get to like 7, 8, 9 pushups, right? But you can look back and be like, oh, I remember when 2 was just like, 2 crushed me, okay? The other thing is that, you know, you're making your health a priority. You're making you a priority. And, you know, think about, when you're on a plane and they say, you know, put on your oxygen mask first before you help others around you, right? When you make your health a priority, you're putting your oxygen mask on first, because if I screw up my body, where the hell else am I going to live, right? I need to make sure, like, my goal is that I want to be in my 80s and my 90s and not be walking around with a cane or a walker. I want to be able to walk around unassisted. That is my long-term goal, right? So that's what one of the things that gets my booty out of bed is thinking about that. Like, I want to make sure that I have the mobility and balance in my life to do that. The other thing is that, you know, it helps me get out of my own way, right? When I create a plan, I can't, now I will admit some of you can overthink your way out of into a paper bag, but it helps me get out of my own way. I have set down the steps, right? You know, remember in the olden days, you used to print out directions, right? And it would say, step one, do this, step two, do this, step three, do this. And it wasn't, you know, some random voice talking to you through the car. You had to, like, take it step by step by step. That's what a plan is, right? It's that old school map that says, make a right at the gas station and follow it for 2 miles. That's what this plan is all about. And it helps you to determine what you want versus what someone else wants. You're in control. You're in charge, right? And who doesn't want that? And it also helps you get into momentum, right? Think about you're at the top of a hill and it's a snowball, right? And a snowball starts small. And as it's going down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what I want you to think about when you create these plans. Like, I start my 6-week plan and I'm like, yeah, this is going great. Then it moves to 7. And then I'm like, wow, I'm doing this. Look at me. Hey, mom, look, no hands, right? You are crushing it when you do that, because you're building and strengthening new habits and you're creating and establishing new routines. And, you know, the Fit Girl Magic formula, habits lead to routines that lead to consistency, that lead to results, right? Without a good habit, it's impossible to have a routine. And without a routine, it's impossible to get consistency. Without consistency, it's impossible to get results. But when I string all of that together, it's music. It is music, right? It's a Luther Vandross song up in here. Now, I can also, you know I talk about not picking the scale, but I know some of you, you're like, you know, you may have gone to your doctor and your doctor says, oh, if you weigh this amount, blah, 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 blah. So what I want to, you know, get across to you is that there's this, I'm going to call it a myth. I'm making a bold statement. I'm going to call it a myth. Many people will say that healthy weight loss is anywhere from 1 to 2 pounds a week. Okay. Now, that is possible if you are a virgin dieter. You're not someone who's been on a diet since you've been 15, right? For those of us who have been on that yo-yo up again, down again, all around Robin Hood's barn again, diet plan, your body's like, girlfriend, I know exactly what you're trying to do, and I ain't gonna give it to you like that. So for you, you might see a 0.5 pound. Then you might go for a couple weeks with nothing. Then you might see a full pound and then go for a couple weeks with nothing. Remember I talked about the stock market? That's the scam, right? So I would rather you lower your expectations on that scale so that you don't get disappointed. Because when you create this plan and you tell yourself in 6 weeks, I'm going to lose 60 pounds, that's aggressive, right? That is very aggressive, because I don't know of a diet where you can lose 10 pounds in a week that is healthy and sustainable. And one of my guiding principles is that I want my clients to leave me healthy and with a sustainable plan. That is my guiding goal, right? If you come to me with some like fad diet, we're going to talk it through. I'm going to run you through my reps process, but I'm going to show you how you can do this in a healthy, sustainable, sane, operative word, sane way, because I did the insane things. I did the extremes, and you know what? It made me flipping crazy, So there's a family show right now. So I gotta like, I want to use some stronger language, but that's what it did. It made me, oh, bleep, 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 crazy. So I want you to really start focusing on health, right? This is going to be for my health for the long term, because my health doesn't care if I'm a size 4. My health doesn't care that I'm, you know, 150 pounds, just making that number up, right? My health does not give a rat's hind parts about that. And, you know, so what can you expect to achieve in like 6 weeks? Valid question. I'm going to give you the answer. So having veggies with every meal, right? Building your core strength. Lifting heavier weights, rehabbing an injury, understanding the process, understanding your process, right? You know, one of the biggest things that I hate it too. Tracking my food. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But it's my tracking my food that gives me insight into what's happening. And one of the things I will tell you, and I know some people, it makes them obsessive, but You have to write down how much you're having. You have to put down the amounts. Now, am I asking you to put into a measuring cup and all that other stuff? For now, no. But if you're trying to hit a specific goal and trying to get an idea of like what you're actually eating, I sometimes do ask my clients to weigh and measure everything, because it's really easy for you to, your eyeball to be a little generous or a little under generous, right? A little stingy. That's the word I'm looking for. A little stingy. So I want you to really think about, you know, not in an obsessive way, but maybe it's for like a couple weeks that you weigh and measure everything you eat, just so you can kind of reset, like, what does, you know, a half a cup look like? What does a quarter cup look like? You know, what does like 4 to 6 ounces of protein look like? So that you're just like, you're ready, you're resetting what your visual eyes look like. And smaller goals, you know, smaller goals are better, right? I want you to like get down to the power of one thing, right? That book changed my life, right? It really says that, you know, one of the reasons why we're not so successful is that we are chasing 500 rabbits, right? And rabbits, you know, they zig, they zag, they do all that. And when I'm zigging and zagging, I'm not making forward progress. My progress is going forward, but it's like going forward in like smaller increments than what you really want, right? Go back to everyone wants to be Amazon Prime. So I really want you to think about, what's your one priority? Like, what do you want to claim at the end of this project? And focus on that. And I will tell you that other things will probably, as byproducts, come out. But the main, you know, got to keep the main thing, you know. And I say this because I have clients who will tell me that, you know, they want to run a marathon. Then they want to do a Spartan race. Then they want to do a strong man, and then they want to do a bikini competition. Now, in the genre of health, that's all healthy. But it's like trying to go from Maine to LA to Atlanta to Canada, right? It's trying to organize all of that and like get it so that you're trained for the right appropriate sport is really challenging. And so I want you to really think about what it is that you're really truly want versus what seems like a shiny object. Because I see it all the time. Like someone will say, hey, I'm running this race, you should do it with me. Or, hey, the Spartan race is coming up, you're healthy, Kim, you're into fitness, you should do it with me. But I have to ask myself, is that my priority? Is that my goal? If you ask me to run anything, you ask me to do anything that involves mud, no with a side of no. All right? But some people are like, yeah, that sounds fun. No, no with a side of no. Like, that's not my priority. My priority is never to be in the mud unless I am stuck. because my car broke down and I'm not really sure why I'd be in the mud, but that's the only reason why I would be in mud. Okay. So think smaller is better. And I also think in 2 week sprints, right? So if we are focused on 6 weeks, every 2 weeks, I'm doing a check-in and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Where am I? What have I learned? What tweaks do I need to make? And, you know, am I ready to move it to the next level, right? And, you know, one of the biggest mistakes is like, sometimes I'm ambiguous, right? We've talked about being like, I want to tone up. Well, tone is a soap from the 80s. I don't know what it means. Like, tone is soap to me. That doesn't describe body, right? And, you know, people, there's no measure. Like, oh, I want to lose some weight. Okay. How do we lose that weight, right? What is the amount of weight that you want to lose? Have more energy. Tell me that, you know, I want to go from having 50 cups of coffee today to like 10 cups of coffee. You know, that's how we can measure energy, right? And, you know, a shift in the mindset, you know, going from this all or nothing to, hey, it's moderation. It's a progress. It's a process. And, you know, committing to the plan, right? And so it was every 2 weeks, I'm like, you know, doing a check-in with myself just to see, am I on pace? And, you know, that's what I do with my clients. It's like, let's make sure we're on pace, we're on track, we're doing the do. And do we have to make any little minor adjustments as we're going through? Because this is where, you know, we start to gain that momentum or that snowball at the top of the hill. You know, we're stopping hitting that reset button and we're finally putting willpower, motivation, discipline. We're just putting that off on the shelf because we don't need it because we got a plan, right? This plan is what is giving us the willpower, the motivation, and the discipline, right? We're not, you know, trying to find that hidden, you know, gene in our body. And that's the backbone of how I work with my clients, right? We work through what is your plan? Let's create a plan. And we are going to follow it through. And I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to guide you. And I'm going to help you be, I'm going to give you the accountability that you may be missing along the way. So if this sounds appealing to you, do me a favor and hit me up. You know, leave me a comment. Find me on my socials. You can find me Kim Jefferson Coach on Facebook. You can find me Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram. Or you can find me on my website, which is kimbarnesjefferson.com. And I would love to continue this conversation. I also have a Facebook group that is called Fit Girl Magic. Super shocking. So it has been wonderful chatting with you today, and I hope that you have an awesome day. And if there's anything you would love me to talk about, feel free to hit me up and let me know. I'm always looking for topics to talk about. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.